We'll get started and open the meeting at 10:04 a.m. Leave of absences and apologies. I believe we have one from Councillor Sinclair. Yep, moved by Councillor McGuinn, seconded by Councillor Keller. All those in favour?
Yep.
Aye. The attendance of councillors by audio-visual link, webcasting of council meetings, and statement of ethical obligations are all there presented in front of you. So we'll move to the acknowledgement of country. I would like to acknowledge the Wiradjuri people who are the traditional custodians of the land. I would also like to pay respect to their people, both past and present, and extend that respect to other Aboriginal Australians who are present. There's no presentations scheduled for this meeting. Does anyone have any declarations of pecuniary interests for the meeting? No. Declarations of non-pecuniary interests? No. Confirmation of minutes, can we have a mover and seconder for that? Moved Councillor Piper, seconded Councillor McAllister. Okay. Any business arising from the minutes? Not by the looks of that. Correspondence, at the time of preparation of the business paper, no relevant correspondence has been received. Matters of urgency, I don't believe there's any of those by the looks of it either. And just notices of motion and rescission motion at the time of the preparation of the business paper, none of those had been received. I do not have a chairperson's minute for the April meeting. Public participation, there's no one in our gallery or in the boardroom to partake in public participation. So we will move into confidential. Can I have a mover and seconder for that? Move Councillor Callow, seconder Councillor White. We'll move in there and give it any chance.
So thank you. Through the chairman, during confidential, the board considered a number of contracts. Reports, and the first one being the energy contract update, and the board resolved that the board note the information provided within the report regarding new energy agreements negotiated with Shell Energy. The next report was the Aura water treatment plant upgrade, design and construction of two reservoirs, the multi-tray aeration tender 02/2023. The board resolved to approve to award the design and construction lump sum contract for the Our Reservoirs and Aeration tender to Key Civil Pty Ltd for $10,536,418.92 excluding GST, B, authorise the General Manager or their delegate to enter into a contract with Key Civil Pty Ltd, and C, approve an updated budget allocation of $12,643,702.70, noting an allowance of 20% contingency as detailed in the report. The following report in confidential was Jindalee Feedlot Expansion, request for regional economic benefit consideration, and the board resolved 1, note the information provided within the report and attachments, and 2, decline to offer a reduction in developer infrastructure charges to Tees Australian Southern Pty Ltd for Jindalee Feedlot Springdale Lot 1 DP572118. And the next report in confidential considered was the Wombat Reservoir Design and Construction Tender 01/2023, and the board resolved 1, pursuant to section 1781B of the Local Government General Regulations 2021, the County Council declines to accept any of the tender submissions in response to tender 01/2023, Wombat Reservoir Design and Construction Construct Tender, and 2, pursuant to section 178.3A of the regulation, cancel the proposal for the contract.
Well, just on that, the setting confidential, so I'll discuss it later. Moving on, okay, page 116, is it? Cancel cash investments. Council offers a recommendation that the report detailing council cash investments as at 31st of March 2023 be received and noted. Mover and seconder for that?
Yep.
Yep, Councillor Wright and Councillor McAllister. Anything to be discussed out of that?
I guess through the chair, you'll note there in the investment portfolio that there are a couple of investments now generating a 5% interest rate return,
which is positive. And do we have anything there from our accounting department as to an expectation of the rate improving further or staying stagnant where it is? Or?
It's hard to predict.
Yep.
On which expert you listen to, but
sure.
I based next year's budget on this year's average to date, which is 3.6%. I'm pretty sure we'll exceed that.
Mm-hmm.
I've been conservative in our budgeting. So, the longer term rates are still hovering around about the 5%. Some days a little bit less, some days a little bit more. That's the best we can do at the moment in terms of forecasting.
Okay. Thank you. Any further
discussion?
$70 million
over the next 8 months.
Yes.
We have placed a little bit more on shorter term market because of the Bristol Island project, with it leading up to cash.
Yep.
And because it's a heavy schedule, we're spending more money on it for what we're doing at this stage. So, yeah, it's balancing exercise. So we're just trying to make sure we've got enough money to operate in the upload of the Island project versus what's coming in. It's almost down the exercise and reviewing that forecast.
Thank you.
And you might just notice there on page 117, we're just a little bit below the average weighted yield at the moment, 3.61, whereas the average is 3.6.
And that's influenced by those, particularly the investment which was made 2 years ago, we're around 1.1%.
Yep.
And that plus 10%.
Which was probably good at that time.
Which is great.
Off, yeah.
Okay. All right. All those in favour?
Yep.
So moved. Page 121. Progress report, capital works expenditure. The capital works progress report as at 31st of March 2023 be received and noted. Have a mover and seconder for that. Mover Councillor Kellow, second Councillor White. Any discussion on the works expenditure?
Through the Chairman, I have mentioned the second page is a recommendation from our ARIC committee that we provide brief verbal updates on the major projects. So you'll see each of the ones there, basically, if they're over $1 million, then we'll just provide some commentary there on the projects. So the board is aware of where we're at with them.
And just while I'm on that one as well, Dugong High Voltage, approximately 6 months behind schedule, but currently tracking on budget. Any reason why that's happening? Or?
Sure,
you've got an answer.
I do. The construction of the civil project is pretty much on target, so it's about to be released for practical completion, so it's done. The hardware contract with Schneider is another $2.2 million. That's now been received. It's just got to be put in place and installed. The outstanding and the reason we're behind 6 months is the electrical design and the request for connection with Central Energy. So. It's an unfortunate thing, and it's not necessarily a cost issue, it's a time issue.
Yeah.
And that's the big issue we have there. So we haven't been able to release our tender for the electrical installation contract because that's being held up until we get final.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Does anyone else have anything to say about that? Mr. Manager? No? Councillor Piper?
Just a while ago, we had a Phil and Shannon to us about the pumps that were submerged and the boys getting in their boats and going out. How are we going with the pumps? Are they all being lifted up?
Through Mr. Chair, no. They're down the hole because they're balls, but In terms of the electrical component, we've lifted the small junction box component. That's been complete as a temporary arrangement in case we do have another flood. We should be okay from a similar issue. The intention for the future is to platform, switchboard, all of those components. So the risk we have is losing our control and switchboard of the site. In another event, we'll still be able to function and operate. However, the issue would be that we'd have no control and we'd still have to access the site to get them to run manually. So it's a more of a long-term strategy as part of that component. With Aaron himself, caught up with Carriful Shire. They actually own the license for that ore field, so we don't actually own it. We own 5/7 of the infrastructure, which is a weird setup. However, we're currently looking at providing them a letter of agreement, consideration of ownership, so that we can take full ownership of the site specific, a license for our towns or town supplies, and make sure that we can, our investment's not going to be wasted if we do have to spend some functional money on this to lift our initial gig.
So if it happens, we physically have to be there to turn them off or on.
Yes. So the first, there'll be two components to that. One, we'll probably lose a couple of relays. That'll probably blow. The essential energy component as well would be the other side of it, which would be their transformer, which it went out every day, I think, for a period of 2 weeks during that flood. The main reason was pelicans. So I believe in an event, we probably still will need to attend. But what it will do is eliminate the risk where we blow a motor up down the hole. And that's where we were lucky that the one junction box where the motor connection to our switchboard, one was about an inch under the water level, and the other one was about an inch above the water level. So we were only able to get one operational just on that basis. Otherwise, we would not have been able to support. And so that's our main component, is that at least we can do a makeshift short-term emergency fix if we need it.
And through the chair, I'll just add, so it is a very interesting setup with how we share with Carriful Shire. And the idea is that over time we maybe take over the ownership, but then we've got issues around our proclamation too. Our proclamation sets out where we can transport water throughout the scheme, and it's actually outside our scheme, so we have to look at potentially modifying the proclamation around that as well too. And I think it was mentioned earlier, is there about 18 kilometres of pipeline? So in that order. So at the moment we just start at the res, but 18 kilometres further into Carriful Shire's where the walls are.
Okay. Anything further? All those in favour?
Yeah.
So moved. Okay. Quarterly budget review, 31st of March 2023. Council officer recommendation that the board receives and adopts a quarterly budget review for the period ended 31st of March 2023. Have a mover and seconder for that. Moved to Councillor Callow, seconded by Councillor McAllister. Any discussion regarding the quarterly budget review?
Through the chair, I wish the board to be aware, three quarters of the way down, 124, the operational additional expenditure, the IWCM. So the board did resolve back in 2021. For that project, however, we didn't carry those funds over from that financial year. So the works are well underway, nearing completion. So it's just so the board's fully aware there. However, you'll note positively the additional income, so our interest on investments have increased substantially.
We managed $1.3 million in the Thanaring production and expansion.
Through the chair, so that was a question about the Thanaring Road pipeline. It's the wet weather we had, Tony, roughly what, 6 months of wet weather?
Yeah, from about February to July last year. Yeah. Just couldn't do a thing down there.
So we've had issues not being able to get on the ground, and even yesterday they're having major issues in a certain section with getting equipment bogged. It's just too wet.
But Tony, making our usual sort of good time under your management there, or?
Yep. Yeah, it's kind of the moment. We're still tracking pretty well on budget and under the reference rate pretty well.
Yep, sure. Okay. Any other discussion? No? All those in favour?
Aye.
Yep. Aye. Favourable reference to it. Okay, Audit Risk and Improvement Committee. Council officer recommendation that the board receives the notes and minutes of the Audit Risk and Improvement Committee meeting held on 23rd February 2023. Move and seconder for that. Move to Councillor Morris, seconded to Councillor Callow. Any comment on that from anyone who is present, if they wish to speak?
No. Pretty straightforward. Pretty straightforward. The notes are there.
Notes are there.
Fairly dry. Sure. Conversation generally, but yeah, there was one recommendation that the general manager referred to just back there regarding the progress report.
So yeah,
I'm glad to see that.
Yep, sure, which has been attended to. Okay, if there's no further comments, well, there is, we can stop. Up to 137, 136, okay, 137, Eric, meeting minutes.
Well, on there, on the next page, 138,
yep.
Cyber security.
Mm-hmm.
What did they find? Did they find anything?
Through the chair, I'll hand that over to Jeff.
Through you, Mr. Chair. So the breach that occurred was a customer had a certain login or data that was accessed through, it was a third party access, so it wasn't from anything in our systems necessarily or anything like that. The data breach was literally, it was from some other third party, and then basically they took the information that was then, the government highlighted that this one customer had a breach in their own data, and that same data bank, he would have used the same login and password. And so we were notified that there's a potential third-party breach, that his access to his volumetric information is potentially at risk. So it's quite minor, not necessarily impacting on us apart from the customer side. The first actions we did was that the review of our third-party infrastructure, being IHTO, being an independent system, was we met with them straight away. We introduced straight away MAF, which is a multi-access factor, which is the two identification requirements, so you get a text. To implement that as we move forward with the progression of that system. Because most of the regulation requirements for obviously all of our systems are that internally we have all these securities, but if customers are using the same passwords and have third parties, it's across the board. There's very little control we can do that, but there is still a risk there.
Okay.
Very good.
Anything else? Thanks for that, Jeff. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye.
Yep.
Page 140, report prepared by Operations Media Council. Officer recommendation that the board approve $350,000 for planned purchases for the 2023-2024 financial year. I think we're all pretty aware how difficult it is to get a vehicle at the moment and hearing horror stories. If the chair would like to speak to that.
Have we got a mover and seconder?
Mover and seconder. Yeah, moved, Councillor McLean. Seconded, Councillor White, sorry.
So, step. Through the chair, the funds are in the draft budget, but what we're asking the board for is to commence the order process now. So, realising that those funds will then be committed from this resolution, so we can get the orders underway. We did the same thing last year because it was taken around a good 6 months. I think if I hand it over to Tony, we've got some vehicles that have been sitting on the wharf for months, haven't we?
Yeah, through the chair, we put an order in on the 2nd of September last year. We've got commercial vehicles, super cabs, and they arrived last week at Kudamunda, and they've been sitting on the wharf for 3 months in Melbourne. And they have one, just one Ford Ranger down there. turned up yesterday, we've been sitting down there since November on the wharf. That's on the wharf, nowhere else. And you didn't know why?
Hope they fish on.
All we've been getting is there's not enough charter transports on the Eastern Seaboard to move all the vehicles out of port. The reason why the port's so full is because all these vehicles coming in from overseas, where they come from, the government's quarantining them because they found all these vehicles of brass. So each vehicle has to be washed. And there's 8,000 vehicles on the port. And then they put you in a line, they put you in an alphabetical line, and they keep notifying you, you're in CD or whatever this is, and when it comes forward, we'll try and transport it out, and that's just ridiculous.
Well, I reckon your 3 to 6 months is terrific. I've just ordered a car for my wife, and I have connections in Toyota, Toyota. 2 years she's got to wait to get her car.
The other problem we've also got now is there's dealers out there like Hill's Ford dealer, they've got that many dealers in stock but they won't do a government fleet discount because they said, well, I'll be back for around $50 on this vehicle,
and
we'll make around $1,000 on the customer. So they're pretty reluctant on releasing vehicles for
the government
fleet. He's got to be lost, that's all.
So basically, what they're saying there is, we vote for what you're asking.
Through the chair, it's just bringing forward that order 2 months. So.
Yeah.
Makes common sense, I think.
Yep.
All those in favour, if there's no further discussion, yep. Okay, so moved. Water production report on the following page, 141. Council officer recommendation that the water production report be received and noted.
So moved.
Okay, moved Councillor Callow, seconded by Councillor McLean. Good to see Dugong going up for the first time in a little while. Many of the other outlets also. Any discussion there? Jeff, you normally have something to say. Would you like to say something or be quiet?
I'd like to be quiet.
He's going to be quiet. He's going to take the fifth. Okay, well, anyone else? Councillor Fiber.
Please, as a council, can you help get water poor? I was at a do the other night, and people there were having water with ice in it, and they were drinking. And these are people in Boora who know the water's no good. Oh no, they use Boora water to make the ice.
It's more whiskey.
My wife said, "Can you buy me some bottled water?" So anything that you can do to help Boorowa, and I know Hilltops has got to help itself too. Yep. Do it.
Just going off something that the General Manager just said before, I think we previously allocated $175,000 towards the business study, which Hilltops hasn't yet taken up, is that correct?
That's correct.
So waiting on Hilltops to do something more there and probably state and federal governments, but at last night's Hilltops meeting, which we were both present at, General Manager came up with a figure of some $30 million, and I think talk was when Noel Blair was still in politics in the upper house that it was closer to 50, and that was 5 years ago, so I don't know what the figure is now. And that's the best I can do, sorry John, at this stage.
So that's
we're hearing you, we're definitely hearing you.
I made not a promise, I got elected on certain things that I'm trying to do. I'm going to order the borough, and I don't think my grandkids are going to see it.
Is that a
promise or just a promise?
That's called the right check.
It was a promise.
One for Jeff to put on. There you go, Jeff. There's another one for you.
Thanks.
Okay, any other further discussion on that item at all? No? Okay. We'll move on and we'll move through to page 151, which is the Local Government New South Wales Water Management Conference. Council officer recommendation of the board nominate attendees for the Local Government New South Wales Water Management Conference and approve the attendance of the General Manager. So it looks like he's got to go, unfortunately, whether he likes it or not. Obviously, I'm happy to go, but I'm also happy for anyone else to go if they want to go, because as it states in the financial impact statement, the recommendation does not impact on the council's financial position, and there's a number of
notable speakers there.
Happy to tag along.
Yeah, so Councillor Fallows, happy to come along as well.
Through the chair, we even have our manager of production and services. He will be on the panel there discussing one topic. We have a number of staff members attending. It's in close proximity at Parks, so it's great to see. Mm. So there's a couple of board members that'd like to attend too, by all means.
Not too far. The last one was what, Narromine or Gunnedah?
Narromine.
Do you think they'd be interested in Boorah?
You might be able to get some ideas about Boorah John if you want.
Networking.
Yep. So at the moment we've got the general manager, the deputy chair, the chair, Jeff, and other indoor staff.
Yeah, there's a couple of other staff, but yeah, we don't need a resolve for staff members.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, I'm happy to move that Councillor Callow, myself, and I don't need to, Jeff, because you'll do that for the delegation, also attend. Anyone else? No? Any further discussion? No, mover and seconder.
I'll second it.
This is a second to do it. I better get a mover. Councillor Piper. Okay. All those in favour?
Aye.
And apologies for that. I've jumped the gun for the second time in the meeting. Just flicking through. Bear with me. Okay. Staff survey results. Council officer recommendation that the report detailing 2023 staff survey results be received and noted. Hand over to the general manager for him to speak on what he'd like to speak on regarding that.
I'll move the motion if you want to.
Councillor Callow. Seconded. Councillor White.
So through the chair there, you have the report before you. We've indicated we've started some training and I'll be catching up with management shortly just to develop an action plan to address some of the issues that they're finding in the staff survey.
Any other comments? No?
Yeah.
All those in favour? Yeah. So moved. Okay. I think this could be the last thing on the agenda, is it, Mr. Daniel
Manager?
Yep, draft operational plan. Council officer recommendation that council endorses the draft operational plan 2023-2024, incorporating the 2023-2024 budget and annual fees and charges to be placed on a public display for a period of 28 days. Can I have a move and second for that? Move, Councillor White. Seconded, Councillor Morris.
I'll second.
Any discussion?
Through the chair, I'll just mention there that you'll note in the report that it's premised on a 5% increase on all fees and charges, with the exception of the statutory fees and our developer contributions. And we've estimated our water sales at around 7520 megalitres, so 7520 megalitres, which provides us with a small operating surplus of 111,000.
We did have some discussion in a workshop regarding this item. I'm happy to go with the status quo here of what was previously discussed over this side of the table. Any further discussions?
No, I feel 5% is a it's a little bit below inflation, but it's going to keep us on track. We've still got a surplus. And I would prefer that we did smaller increases rather than large ones over a period of time. So I think the figure's done at 5%. Congratulate the staff on the results.
Yeah.
Okay. All those in favour?
Aye.
So moved. Page 197, Council Resolutions Update Report. Council Officer Recommendation that Council note the Council Resolutions Update Report. And the general manager may wish to speak on some of those. It's about two pages. There's not too many there. Needing to be moved. Moved and seconded by Councillor Callow. Moved and seconded by Councillor White. And going downhill, I had a couple of early starts this week with the Anzac Day with my newspapers. Okay, any discussion? None at all. General Manager?
It's a good reminder.
No. Okay. That brings us to the close of the meeting at 11:23. The next meeting of Council is scheduled to be held on Thursday, 23rd of June.
Have a look at that. What's that?
Oh, we didn't vote on the last one, sorry. Okay, all those in favour, sorry of that. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So moved, my apologies.
Oh, is it? Sorry. Yeah. Oh, I just blame everything on red.
Okay, we're all done now, I think. Next meeting is scheduled on Thursday, 23rd of June, 2023 at 10 a.m.
There's a typo there.
Is it?
22nd.
Thursday's 22nd.
The 23rd is
Thursday
Friday.
The 22nd, okay.
Thursday
yeah.
The 22nd.
Ah. Glad you're on the ball.
Thank you.
How'd you pick that up?